This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabingian.
Welcome, welcome back, Fairmont Park race fans and race fans all throughout the world here. We got a big weekend coming up here, and I tell you what, Jono's been on a little roll, my friends, and hit 5 out of 7 races at FP. I think that's pretty damn good here, and I know it's chalky, but look, why would I pick something that's going to lose? Just so I could say I'm trying to beat the chalk. I never got into that philosophy. Never have. Anyway, let's get back to our results from this matinee racing here. First race was a 5.5 furlong maiden claiming 4,000. Pretty crappy field here. But I had the one horse here, Who Sensation by Diego and Hughes, 9-5, and that one ran second to a long-legged, and I think this was a great play because the long-legged horse here, long-legged Linda, what a name too. Have you ever seen a long-legged Linda? No? All right. Anyway, that was Walker, and he had Santiago. There was something behind that, and I brought that up on the tip sheet. Something was there that Santiago gets on this horse. And Mike, the agent of Santiago, I tell you what, he knows his stuff, so he knew where to put the best jockey on. And 10-1 morning line went off at 3-1 here. Long-legged Linda won the race, followed by my pick here, Houston Nation, whatever, Diego Hughes. And I had the six horse, Serena Halo, and Serena Halo got the third there. That's what we had. The payoffs on this one was, well, let's see here, the payoffs, $2 exact on a 2-1, $35.40, which is not too shabby. And a $1 try here, $44.30 with the 2-1-6, the 10-cent super. 2164, $13.23. Let's move on down to race number two here. Race number two, 5.5 furlongs, claiming 3,200. And the winner of this one was the two horse, and that was Galehorn. And yes, Jono had the Galehorn on top here, 2-1. Congrats to Molina and Manly duo there. And that went off at 6-5, something like that. So, yeah, that one was that. With Lake Snow followed the 8 horse, and I did not have that. That was, I had Sharpsburg, and Lake Snow, that was 8.5 to 1 there. And the 6 horse, Runaway, at 22-1, and Runaway, you know, I had down here, Don't Be Shocked here, loves FP, 8 out of 12 in the money. And sure, again, that's a horse to keep in mind here, folks. You want horses that feel comfortable at a track. And this Runaway gal likes to be in the money. And you need those type of horses in your exotics. If you got a lot of chalk play out there, back it up with a horse that likes to run in the money, and boom, you got a trifecta going or exacta going. That's how I see it there. Actually, I like horses like this more because you can tell a lot more. You put a little combination from A point to B. I like it. I like him, I tell you. That's where we're going with that one. The third race here, we got a 5.5 furlong claiming, 3,200. Well, you know what? I didn't even give the price tags on that one. What the hell? You see, when Mike's not here, I got to do all of this, and I forget all what I'm doing here. $2 exacta, 2.8, $35. And the $1 trifecta, 2.86, $138.10. The daily double, 2.2. Deuces running wild here, $16.40. And the 10-cent super, we got 2.863, $38 even. Going to race number three. Race number three, we've got claiming 3,200, 5.5 furlongs. And I went with the I'm Old School, Santiago Bentler here, 5-2 morning line. And it finished off at, 1-1, yeah. Again, if I can't beat it, why would I pick something else? That's crazy to me. I took the 3 on top, followed by the 6-4, and it ended up being 3-9-6-4. So, name dropper. The 9 horse finished second at 32-1. How about that? That's a big one there. Where did that? Oh, you don't even want to know where I had name dropper. I am dead last. How about that? Well, that happens. That happens. I'm focused in on the 3 horse. That's what I'm saying. Then we got the 6 horse edging. Went off. That was the other favorite here. What I like to do on these, this is how I do it. This is how I bet these. I'll make a $25 exacta box 3-6, and then what I'll do is I'll play trifecta 3-9 or 3-6, and then I'll play a 6-3 on my trifecta. I just hate a horse sneaking up in there and ruining this exacta. So that's how I play. I play a long shot in there. It's not even a long shot. Take the entire field there. So let's see what this would have paid here. The $2 exacta, 3-9, $119. Now, this is what I'm talking about. The $1 trifecta paid $121. Folks, that's not bad. That's not bad. If you like the key, the exact is with a 2 horses you like or 2 outs, they're really standing with the favorites there, and you're going to play that, have another trifecta to bail you out here with a horse right in the middle there, and I'm talking about the entire field. Take the whole field, and you would have had a winner there. Yeah, $121.30 on the try there. The 10-cent super, 3964, paid $39.10. The $1 daily double, 2-3, $10.70. The 50-cent pick, 3-2, with the 2/7-3, paid $21.35. That's not bad. That was a lot of chalk right there, so that's not bad at all. Race number four, we've got, imagine that. I hit this one, too. 5.5 furlong, claiming 4,000. We got the 8 horse on top, Indian Trick, Diego Martinez. And I'm glad to see Ralphie having a strong meet already on the first day of racing. You know what? That picks up confidence to the trainer, too. You know, it really does. When you're the favorite and you're coming in, and it really came in, won by 5.5 lengths here, that boosts a little confidence in the trainer. We got the 8. Indian Trick, and that one went off at 50 cents to the dollar on everyone in the park bet, and that's beautiful, too. It's the first day. We had a big crowd out there, and why not make everybody happy? Ralphie, you made everybody happy. How about that? The 3 horse, Summy Baby, that's what I had there, too, 5-1, and oh, wow. Morning line was 5-1. I had him for second place. Went off at 11-1. And this ought to be good. This ought to be good here. And the 2 horse, Malagar. And I had that one. Boom. There you go. That was 9-1. Let's see what the hell the payoffs here were. All right. See, folks, I was hot. I was hot. I picked 11-1 for second, and I picked the 9-1 for third. All right, here's what we got here. The $2 exacta, $21.80. I'll take that. And the $1 try, $52. Boom! $52, my friends. And a $1 daily double, $5. Nothing there. 50 cent pick three, two with the 7-3-1 dash or slash eight, whatever the hell all these slashes are, $8.85, and the 10 cent superfecta, 8-3-2-10, $16.39. You know what? That's not a bad exacta, folks, because you're talking about a horse that was 50 cents, and you're getting back $21. Woo, that's not bad at all. All right. Race number five. See, I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll, and you guys are picking this up. This is beautiful. Race number five here. We've got a maiden special weight race, 18,000 purse, 5.5 furlongs. And the winner of this one was the well-made Santiago here. Where was Santiago? Santiago Becker connection. How could you go wrong with that? Now, here's where I tried to beat this horse. I always try to beat this horse. I don't know why. I mean, I try to beat this barn, and this barn always comes back and gets me back here. But I went with the Bit Money, Baylon Doris, and it kind of ran disappointing to me. It really did. I really expected a little bit more right there, and it didn't even finish in the top three there. This is kind of contradicting what I brought up earlier, but you know, I still like to play that. I would have been at the track there playing this 7-8 and then play everything inside of that as well on the trifecta, and it didn't work out here. So I gave back a little bit of money here. I'm going to make it back in the races to come, but the well made by Santiago and Becker here, and that went off at 1-1, followed by what is that? Little bit tipsy, and Essen Price. Essen Price always has a nice horse early on. Maiden special weight. You got to watch that barn there carefully, because these guys will throw something at you. So that one got second, the one horse, followed by the nine here, and the nine was Marnate, Diego Wainwright. Wainwright, solid always. And that was 10-1. I had him picked fourth, and he finished third there. So, in any case, that's what we got on this one. Let's see the payoffs on this. Let's go on down here. Let's see the payoffs. And a payoff, $2 exacta, 8-1, $26. $1 try, 8-1-9, $103. Can't go wrong with that. 10 cent super, 8-1-9-7, $31.39. The $1 daily double, eights, the ochos, both of them, $3.60. And the 50 cent pick three one slash eight eight. That is $6.36. All right. Let's move on here. Let's move on to race number six. And I had Busy Mischief, and that was Molina Manley. I think my man Leon here, he had the three horse. He had the three horse on top, and I had the three horse on the way, way bottom here, my friends. And guess what? Giano prevails, because the three horse finished all the way at the bottom. Sorry there, Leon. At $48. 48-1, you had the three horse. Wow. Anyway, that's what we got here. We got a 4-1-6. That one was She's Fantastic. And five here. And that was Dorothy Mary. And I had the 4-1-5 in that order right there. We had the four. That was a Molina horse. Molina's having a good meet already, starting off really strong. And with Manley as well. They were on top before. They're continuing. 5-2 morning line, and went off at 70 cents. They brought it home and won by 2.5, followed by the one. That went off at 4-1 here. And the five, Dorothy Mary, and that was at 10-1. So, all right, let's see what the payoffs on this one were. The $2 exact, 4-1, $12. The $1 try, 4-1-5, $30. The $10 super, 4-1-5, $7, $35.32. That's not bad on 10 cent with a chalks running like that. The first two, yeah, well, the second one wasn't that chalky, 4-1. And the daily double, $8.45.20 on a $1, and a 50 cent pick three, 1/884, $5.45. It seems like everyone's happy here. Everyone's cashing a ticket. These pick threes aren't paying anything. All right, but you know what? Everyone's happy. That's what it's all about. And I made a big play on this one. I took a $50 bill here, and I knew that I was really confident with this one, so I went with the four in the last race here, and I brought it up on the tip sheet here, folks. If you bought the tip sheet, I really emphasized this was the daily double that you can't pass up here, and I went with the four, followed by the nine, and the nine in the seventh race. Georgie boy did what it was supposed to do here, and it won. I didn't win by too much, but why? Who the hell cares? As long as you get cash that winning ticket, that's all that matters here. The nine horse Georgie my boy, came in with Lopez, and that was Lopez Randazzo, Frankie Randazzo. Morning line was 2-1 and went off at 1-1, followed by the seven Noble Like Sub. What is that? Noble? Where the hell did I have that one? No Biz Like Subiz. That's it. I'm sorry. No Biz Like Subiz. I didn't have that one. I had that in running middle somewhere. And the two horse here, Awesome Asher. And I had the Awesome Asher pick third. You know what? Manly and Molina, they were really hot this first day, man. They ran second in that one, too. Anyway, yeah. Noble Like Subiz. That was Molina Jr. again. And Manly. And the two horse here, Awesome Asher. And that was Giles and Randazzo. So Randazzo's, and this was Frankie. Frankie's day here. Not the other Randazzo. Frankie's now making some noise here. All right, my friends, that's what we had for race number seven. Now, that was our finale. And this is the big daily double that I mentioned. And probably you guys jumped all over it on the tip sheet. And this is why it only paid $3.50. $3.50 on a $1 daily double. How about that? $2 exact paid $2 exact at 9.7, $9.40. The $1 try, 9.7, $34.30. The 10 cent super, 9.723. What was that? $9.68. And the $1 daily dollar, we just said that. 50 cent pick three, 8.49. Paid $5.40, and yeah, you could have played that straight too. That was easy. And a 50 cent pick four. Wow, no money here at all. We're looking at 1/884, and that paid $12.55. But you know what? That's this is an indication that everyone was cashing a ticket. Everyone had a smile jumping in the car, leaving the place. So hope you guys come back and do it again. And that concludes our matinee racing for Tuesday. Now let's get to Saturday. Saturday's so special. And I'll tell you why it's special, because we got the Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby, and we're going to have live 8 races out there as well. It's a fun day at the track. I'm telling you right now, I get together with my buddies. We got a table. We all toss. And the thing about this is what makes horse racing so special. We all toss a name, toss a number, and next thing you know, we got a big ticket going. That's what it's all about. I don't get that at casinos. When I sit at a blackjack table, I mean, I could care less about my buddy. I'm actually looking at my buddy going, "Oh, you're not gonna do that. Oh, Jesus, you're gonna draw on that. You're gonna pick a car. You're gonna kill my car." Anyway, it's not like that. And Kentucky Derby, anytime racing, and you get a lot of people out there, it's fun. And the girls look damn good, too, on Kentucky Derby Day. I love them. I love them. Those outfits are beautiful. Anyway, that's another whole story there. Let's get to Fairmont Park Racing here, and that's for this Saturday, May 5th. Let's start off with the 5.5 furlong maiden special weight, 8,000, and I went with the 5-horse. I like the 5-horse here, Duchess Lala, Santiago Durham, and the horse is going off at 7-5. I'm buying into it. Took 15 tries, but I think this is the one that makes it here. Well, this will be the 15th try here. I'm buying into Duchess Lala, Santiago Durham. It's a good duo there. Followed by the 6-horse, Shrimp. Shrimp. Oh, I love Shrimp, by the way. Shrimp, and that's Diego Childers, and that's a 2-1. Throw the last start out. It was on grass. I think the horse comes back here. And I think both of them are going to be chalk. I think you're looking at one that will be probably 6-5, and the other one will be probably 8-5. This is what I'm talking about. You play a nice exacta, a box it, and then turn around and play that trifecta that I mentioned. Play the 5 all 6 and play the 6 all 5. So that's what I have here. And my third place spot, the bronze medal winner, I got Featherstone, and that's Arietta Foxworth. And that's a 5-1 morning line. May go up to about 8-9-1 here, 10-1. Foxworth, you know, I don't like betting Foxworth horses early on. Late in the meet, look out for Foxworth. He likes to throw something in there that's like a scud missile at 20-30-1. So you got to look out for Foxworth late in the season, but not right now. Let's move on to race number two. Race number two, we got our distance. We got our first route race of the season here, and it's a 1 mile allowance optional claimer, 5,000. And how could you not pick this horse? And you know what? You guys are all, oh, you picked another chalk. Yeah, well, I got to pick the chalk. What do you think? This horse isn't going to lose. You could throw a rock and this horse is going to win by that distance here. And that's the one horse, Commander's Castle, Santiago Becker. I tell you what, you just throw roses at this horse as it crosses the line. Everyone gets paid. You're not going to get paid anything, but at least you're going to cash a ticket. No big payoff on this one. Followed by the 5. The 5, this is where you make a little money off the chalk. You know the chalk's going to win, but the 5 here, Mr. Ticker Talker, and that's a Baylon Durham, 9-2. I think it leads the second pack in. That's the key here. You got the 1 that's going to win it, but you need that 5 horse. You need that exacta. You need A to B here, and this is the B part. I'm taking the 5, Mr. Ticker Talker, Baylon Durham at 9-2. And then I'm following it up with Cat's Runaway, and we got a Giles Bentler here at 7-2. Let's throw the last start out. Loosens up here today. It is dangerous. Dangerous horse here. All right, that's what we got on this race number 2. And race number 3. By the way, before we get to race number 3, if you guys are out there waiting before the races for your race and all that, and you want to listen to some music and all that, download YoRadio.com. That's YoRadio.com. We got all sorts of music there, and it's part of Lineup Media. You can't go wrong, my friends. It's free. It's free, and you get to listen to any type of damn music you like. How's that sound? I think it's a little relaxing. You're cashing a ticket, kicking back for 18, 20 minutes. You don't have to hear the lady sitting right next to you talking about a 3-5 horse that she bet on a show ticket. I mean, come on. Come on. This is what you want to do. YoRadio.com. Race number 3 here. Race number 3 is a very interesting race indeed. Not really. I just wanted to start it off with that. 5.5 furlong claiming 4,000. I'm going with the 2-horse here, Conquest Going Gone. And this is Arietta Walker. 5-2. Best speed numbers of the bunch. I mean, this is. I got my formulas and everything. This one shows a lot more bigger numbers than the rest of the field here. I'm buying into it. I'm taking the 2-horse here. Conquest Going Gone. And that's Arietta Walker, 5-2 morning line. Let's follow that up with the 5-horse, Richie Rocks, Santiago Watkins. And he's going to be right there. He's going to be dueling to the end here. I like this race. It's going to be a very competitive race with these two. And again, this is the type of race that you can kind of box these two together. And they're both going to be the chalk, duels to the front, needs to hold together late. That's the problem with this horse. This horse blows a gasket at the end. Hopefully it could stay right up there with it, and hopefully you could cash that nice exacta that you're looking for here. Followed by the three-horse, three golden rules, and wow, these two have been pretty damn good their first day out, Molina Manley, and they could throw a real wrench in this, but I like the 2-5-3. Got to show a little love here for the one as well. Morning Lover Rambo, Balon Lynch, 5-1. If it gets... If this horse sees a little duel up front, the five may be dropping back. This horse may find a way to get up in there and get in the trifecta, and not only in the trifecta, but possibly even second place here. So look for this one horse to be right there too. I like going a little bit further in this one. I like going a 1-2-3-5. That's what I like in my trifecta box here. It may pay like $20-$30. You may come up with $6, $7 ahead, but it's a very competitive field, that's for sure. Race number four, we've got a 5.5 furlong claiming 4,000, and we're taking this one the six horse Seattle Train, and this is Santiago, and Frankie Randazzo brings it again 2-1. Hasn't lost a step from the last year debut. Look sharp. Definitely, my friend. So this horse, I got on top here, the six-horse Seattle Train, and followed by the three-horse Limerick Lady, and that's Ritana Wisley, yeah, I guess that's it. Ritana Wisley. Any folks, I'm no offense to Gabe here, but I just can't put him on top yet. I want him to get... situated back in the track again. I just, you know, we're talking an older jockey here, you know, and the guy's giving everything he's got, but he's got to cross that line for me to put him on top. So that's where I stand on that. I'm not buying into the whole retro thing yet. So we got a 6-3, and that's Limerick Lady, Ritana Wisley, 3-1. You know, it's coming off a synthetic track. Now it's going back on dirt. So, you know what? Let's see what Ritana does with this one. And for our third place spot here, we got Heidi Who. And that's Diego and Frankie Randazzo. I'll tell you what, my friends. Frankie's just bringing it. Bringing all these front runners here. They're all looking pretty good here. 7-2 closes will be focused here. You know what? If any weakness comes about here, look for this two to just pick up all the pieces here. So that's what I got. I got a 6-3-2 in our fourth race. All right. Let's go our fifth race here. Fifth race, we got a 5.5 furlong maiden special weight, 18,000. And the horse I got on top here is Crafty Prospect, and that's an Arietta Don Martin, 5-1. This is kind of like my long shot play of the day here. I think it'll probably be maybe 6-1, 7-1 here. I'm buying into Dawn. I love her early horses here. Dawn's consistent throughout the entire meet. I always praise her, and I'm not holding back here. I like the 8-horse Crafty Prospect. Arietta Martin, 5-1, finds a softer group today. 3 starts in 2018 in Tampa. Tampa's got that thick, sandy track. I think it'll do really good here because Fairmont early stages, it's thick. It's a thicker track, and I like what I'm seeing here. I'm taking the 8-horse on top, followed by the 4-horse Hide the Green, Santiago Bentler. And this is a nice exacta here, my friends. I think we're going to hit something here, and I like the payoff here because I'm looking at a 6-1, 8-1, followed by a 5-2 or 2-1. It's going to be good. So let's box that. Hide the Green, Santiago. And let's go with the 7 as my trifecta play of the day here. Itching for Attack, and that Giles Childers, 7-2. Goes to the front, but can he hold it? That's the big thing. This horse likes to go to the front, and it's going to get pressured here. I think Santiago and Arietta, they're going to move it in the midway here. They're going to do some things are going to formulate here. And I like the 847. That's what I got it here. And in the sixth race, we've got the four horse. We've got Play Rawan. And that's Molina Watkins. Oh, you see, damn, I spelt Molina wrong. And I sent this to the print shop already. Jesus Christ, I got Molina. You got to be on top of that, Brian. You got to see this stuff here. All right, so I got Play Rawan, Molina Watkins. Folks, it's Molina. And 7-5 here. Gets the big diploma. You get the diploma here. Play a Rawan. And people in the Watkins camp, they can rejoice and everything will be good here. Because I like the four horse on top, followed by the three, Avas Parker. I got a cousin named Avak, so Armenian. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. The three horse, Avas Parker, Diego Barrera, 7-2, Invader. Tired of dirt being thrown at face, steps up today. I love how I come up with these lines, too. And I come up with these because I sit there with a bottle of scotch, with ice, and I come up with creative stuff. This is why the green sheet does well, because they love my creativity. That's what I got. I got creativity, I tell you. Followed by the six horse, I got a 4-3-6, and that six horse is Mischief and Value, and that's Giles Lynch at 8-1. Ran once at FP, not bad. And, I put down on here, just how funny I am. Ran once at FP, not bad compared to the F True Bunch that he faces today. All right, that's great. And, Race number seven, we got a 5.5 furlong allowance optional claimer. And that is the six horse I got on top, Zip and Sip. And that's Santiago Doris, 8-5. Outdoes the field by at least 20 points on the power rating here. The Jono's power rating, he's got 20 points above the second place horse here. That is the 5 Green Means Go. Green Means Go, and that's Molina Butler, 4-1. And followed by Nafer's Best, Lopez Hammond. Watch this duo. I was talking Molina and Manley. This group here, these two, when they hook up, it can be dangerous too. They like to sneak one in there, and they'll be pretty good. They'll be live. I look for a 6-5-1 here. That's what I got. Nafer's Best finishing third. And folks, hit a big like for us at Race Day at Fairmont Park on Facebook too. If you haven't joined, join up in there. We're trying to get things going again, and we'd love to have you guys chime in. Hit a big like, and let's start making this a big party page here, where you guys can fill me in on what you want to see, what you want to talk about. It'll be great. I love it. Race number eight, we got a 5.5 furlong. The rate last race, by the way, 5.5 furlong claiming 3,200. And this is how many they got on this field? They got eight. And the one horse, GG's Second Chance, and that's a Campbell Frankie Randazzo, 7-2, will be doing everything to hold off the 5-7. This is going to be a good one here. The judges upstairs may have to take a good look at this one, because this is going to be a close race here. It's going to be like one of those quarter races at Los Alamos, because I really think that these three can win the race here. I got the 7 finishing second, Smokey Romack, Santiago Doris, 5-1, drops to the bottom from allowance level. I'm looking at a dropper here, folks. I'm looking at a horse to come back and say, hey, you know what? You guys counted me out. I'm still in this. I'm still in this game. So Smokey Romack, 5-1 here. And then we're going to go with the 5, and that's Moonsong, and that's Diego Martinez, 2-1. 2-1, that is. All right. So that's what we got. I think that, and you know what? It's a superfecta race here. So why don't we take the 2? Throw the 2 in the back end here. for a few dollars more, and that's Ritana Johnson, and that's a 10-1, 9 out of 12 in the money at FP. Key it in the super. I like it being in the super there. My Kentucky Derby play. Now, I've been getting a lot of emails saying, or messages, text messages saying, who do you like? Who do you like? I'm going to tell you, I'm spending a couple bucks here, okay? If you're going to win the Kentucky Derby, you're going to have to make a lot of box plays and all that. A lot of horses got to be in there. There's no way you can pick 20. There's, I think, 21 horses. 21 horses, and you're telling me I'm going to pick three, four? No, you got to put it all together. So this is what I did. It's a $36.50 trifecta, all right? I'm going to go with the $72 one, play for $1, and I'm going to play it one other way too, but this is what I got here. I got the 7, 14, 16 with the 5, 7, 14, 16 with, now you got to write this down, with 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 19. That's a $36 play. And what you're saying right there, if you're listening to this show for the first time and you don't know anything about betting, what I'm saying to you right there is I got three horses that I think can win this race that I'm really high on, the 7, 14, and 16. And it's followed by the, I'm throwing one additional horse to that 4 second place spot here with the 5, 7, 14, 16. You see, I used all the horses that I just used in the first part there. And then I'm following it up with the 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 19. And that's a 50-cent trifecta. So when you go up to the window, say it just like that. I want the 7, 14, 16 with 5, 7, 14, 16 with 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 19. All right, that's it. It's simple as that. They're not going to they'll shoot you the ticket, and you just move on over. I'm telling you, if you slow down the line, I'll go crazy. And I know there's a lot of you out there that slow down every goddamn line, so don't do it. Get your ticket and beat it so the next guy can make his bet. Easy as that. All right, my friends, let's look at our best daily double play, and that's the seventh race. We went with the 6 with the 157. Best bet of the day, we're going with the second race here, and that's Commander Castle. Yeah, you're not going to get paid anything, but at least you're going to be cashing a ticket. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Let's all cash tickets. And exact the box play of the day, we're going with the third race. We're going with the 2 and the 5. And the best long shot play of the day, and that's the fifth race here. We're going with the 8-horse Crafty Prospect at 5-1 morning line. I think that'll go up to possibly 7 or 8-1. That's what we got here, my friends. Good luck. I hope to see y'all Saturday. Let's cash those winning tickets from Jono. And Mike will be here next week. We'll see you next week. Take care.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.